We are now ready to begin the literary portion of the RPR examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 180 words per minute. Ready? Begin. I have spent my entire life as a Democrat. I have recently chosen to follow a new course. I believe that the issues facing us today reach across party lines. I must tell you that I have a feeling that our current prosperity is not something upon which we can support our hopes for the future. No nation in history has survived a tax burden that reached a third of its national income. 37 cents out of every dollar earned in this country goes to the government. That in itself is truly alarming news, but when you also include the fact that our government continues to spend more than it is taking in, that is a disaster. We have not balanced our budget in many years. We have increased our debt limit 3 times during this session. Currently, our debt is greater than all the combined debts of all the nations throughout the world. I don't intend to spoil your dinner, but I believe it's time we started asking some difficult questions. I believe it's time to ask ourselves if we understand the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. This idea that government is the servant of the people and that it has no other source of power except what the people give it is still the newest and best idea in the history of modern man. I think the biggest issue of our time is whether we choose to believe in our own capacity for self-government or whether we believe some elite group in our government can plan our lives for us better collectively than we can plan them ourselves. Everybody keeps saying that it's a requirement to elect either left or right. I disagree. I would like to suggest to you there really is not simply a left or right. There is only an up or down. Up leads to man's dream of true freedom, lived out within the bounds of law and order. Down leads to a form of government power bought at the price of individual rights. Our founding fathers knew that governments don't control things. A government can't control the economy without controlling the people. They knew when a government sets out to control the people, it will have to use force in order to achieve its goal. They knew that outside of its true purpose, the government could do nothing as well as the private sector. For over 30 years, we have tried to solve the problems of unemployment with government programs. We continue to fail. But the more our programs fail, the more programs we start. Some people think we are going to solve all the problems of human misery through government and government programs. Don't you know if government programs and welfare had the answer, we would have known it by now? 50 years of government programs should have brought some results that we could see. They should be telling us about the decline each year in the number of people needing assistance or the reduction in the need for public housing. The reverse is true. Every year the need grows greater and so do the number of programs. A few years ago, we were informed that 17 million people went to bed hungry every night. Well, that was probably true. That number is larger today, but 2/3 of those people are on a diet. Welfare costs are 20 times greater today, but the direct aid to the poor is only $2,000 per family. It seems that there must be some overhead somewhere. Only a few days ago, I learned that we have declared war on poverty. We are now going to solve the dropout problem and the juvenile crime problem by placing our young offenders in camps. When I actually sat down and put a pencil to this idea, it just did not compute. Every year we will spend over $40,000 on the housing and feeding of each young person we help. We can educate them at Harvard for that. Now don't get me wrong, I am not suggesting that Harvard is the answer to juvenile crime. Any time you and I question these wonderful ideas, we are denounced as being against the poor and needy in our country. They say we are always against everything and never for anything. The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they are ignorant, but that what they do know is just wrong. Social Security is one of the programs that was started to help our people during the time when they were no longer employed, and it is a great step toward solving that problem. I have to inform you, I am against the people entrusted with this program when they practice deception in reporting on the fiscal welfare of the program. Simply asking about the soundness of the program does not mean that we want to end payments to those people who count on them for a livelihood. What we must realize as a nation is that no government will ever choose to simply reduce itself in size. This implies that once a program has been started, it will never disappear. In fact, a government program is the nearest thing to eternal life we will ever see this side of heaven, but I don't believe it was conceived in heaven.